talking about something. I don't know how to explain it. Dear to my heart.
We are in a very
pregnant season. And I want us to understand. You've heard me say several times that the heavens are open. Right? I've been saying that the heavens are open. And this is a very important season. But it's easy for us not to understand what I mean when I say the heavens are open. Amen. Someone might be saying, so if the heavens are open, what? Can I get my job? Can I get my healing? Can I, you know? And that is true. All those things can happen. But let me put an example. If you are someone in the spirit, or even if you're not in the spirit, but in this season you've tried to pray, haven't you gone to pray? If this is happening to you, just say yes. You put up your hand. You've gone to pray, and even when you pray for 5 minutes, there's a way it feels as if your prayers have reached. Like there's a presence. Do you understand? When you go to sleep, even when you haven't, like, meditated on the word, you begin to get dreams. You've been dreaming more. Who has had that? You go to sleep and it's just you keep having dreams. You think about something and you go and talk to someone else and they're thinking the exact same thing. And they almost think you're a prophet. Do you understand? You go to prayer and you say, Lord, it is like those days when you are just gotten born again. You know, you just gotten born again. Every prayer you made, immediately, right?
So you
think about something and there's an answer. Is there anyone with me? Some of you have never fasted like you fasted this season because there's a grace. And it's easy for us to take that grace for granted. It's easy for us to think,
I might be a master now.
Now I pray for 3 hours. Just like that. When I go to sleep, even if I haven't done anything, I begin to see angels and visions. In fact, I think I should become a pastor this
way.
You read the Bible. And you just see revelation. You read and you're like, eh.
No gamba, eh.
Was that me?
God
is speaking to me.
Katonda yogedde nange.
That's because
Ubanga,
you are in a very pregnant season.
Tuli mu biro ebituuse okuzaala.
The heavens are open.
Obwengulwa
bugguddwawo. And God is looking for his people.
Era Katonda anoonya abantu be.
Whoever will pay attention.
Anawayo omwoyo we.
God has an assignment for you.
Katonda ina ekyokuwa kyokola.
Amen. So this is not the time to take this for granted.
Seek
God.
Seek
Him. But also, while the heavens are open,
and
God is speaking to His people, whoever avails himself, God is speaking. When you go to pray, you have a word.
And
yet that was not the thing that happened. You go to
read
the word.
The other day,
we were at a fellowship.
And someone said,
I wanted to read over Isaiah. I don't know which scripture she said.
But
when she opened the Bible, just like this,
what?
It went exactly to that scripture. She didn't have to turn any page. You understand? God is looking for you. God is doing something. Amen.
Amina.
But the enemy is like a roaring lion. He is looking for who to devour.
anoonya gwanaalya.
So in the same instance
kati mu ngeri yemu
that you pray
mwosabira
and you feel the mighty presence of God,
God
that you open the Bible and you see exactly that you speak. You talk to someone and they say, those are the words I needed to hear. You know how in the same way that you're seeing God's power, you come back here and it feels as if nothing is happening.
Eh?
Are you with me? You feel like I prayed. I knew.
Na tegeira,
that God answered.
Nti Katonda yanziramu.
But
na ye.
The dream I saw.
Ekiroto che nalaba.
The vision I saw.
Okolesiwa kunalaba.
About Kate.
Who Kate?
When I told her.
We namugamba.
She said hallelujah.
Yagamba hallelujah.
Checho. Exactly what God
wanted.
But the one I saw about myself. What happened? Did I hear properly? And you begin to doubt. You begin to ask yourself, am I on the right track? And when you look around, there are so many other people not doing what you are doing and they seemingly have results as if they are running faster than you. But you know that they are not on the right foundation. I'm here for you today. I have an answer for you today. Let's go to Psalms 46, verse 10. Because God is doing something. Say, God is doing something in me. Hallelujah. It says, be still. Psalms 46, 10, not 2.
Zaburi ana mumukaga.
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Hallelujah.
Amina.
That's my foundation for today. Today I'm here to tell you, be still and know that I am God. When we read from the Message version, it says, attention all. See the marvels of God. He plants flowers and trees all over the earth. He burns war from pole to pole. He breaks all the weapons across his knee. So verse 10 it says, step out of the traffic. Take a long look, loving look at me. Your high God. Above politics. Above everything. Be still.
Sirikirira.
Be still.
Sirikirira.
What does it mean to be still?
Kitegeza cho kusirikirira.
How do you be still?
Osobola otya okusirikirira.
We love this song, stand still. Twagala nnyo oluyimbo olwo nti yimirira.
Osirikirira otegeere nti ye Katonda. Teweetaga kulwana. Kubanga olutalo si lulwo.
The battle is the Lord's.
Olutalo lwa Mukama.
So how do you be still?
Osirikirira otya?
How do you be like Jesus who slept in the boat in the middle of a storm? How do you be still? When we talk about being still, we talk about ceasing from your own works. You know, some of us when we hear be still, we think sit down, don't do anything. But God is telling you to cease from your own works.
Ne Katonda akugamba lekera awo okutambulira mu maanyi go.
Enter my rest.
Yingira nze okubeerawo okuwummula kwange.
That's why the message version said, step out of the traffic.
Ensonga lwaki obubaka bugambye va mu nkuyanja y'abantu mu kavuyo.
Have you ever been in traffic?
Wali obaddeko mu kavuyo.
Do you go where you want to go?
Ogenda wonna w'oyagala.
Because there's a car here, a car here, a car.
Kubanga waliwo emotoka wano wano na wali. Ogenda awali ekkubo awamu.
And he's saying, step out of the traffic.
Akugambye vamu kavuyo.
Get out of the chaos.
Vamu vuyo vuyo.
But how do you get out of the chaos?
Na yova ovotia mu vuyo obo.
When you're in the midst of a storm that looks like it's going to kill you.
Obo oli wakati w'omuyaga ogulinga ogugenda okukumalawo.
How do you step? How do you enter his rest?
Oyingira otya okuwummula kwa Katonda.
How do you step out of that?
Oyinza otya okuyingira okuwummula.
Hebrews 4:9-10.
Ebulaniya 4:9-10.
Says, there remains therefore a rest for the people of God. Who is the rest for?
Okuwummula kwani?
Who is it for?
Kwani?
Who are the people of God?
Abaana ba Katonda be baani?
There remains therefore a rest for the people of God.
Tiwasigaddeyo ekiwummulo kya sabbiiti.
For he who has entered his rest.
Eri abantu ba Katonda kubanga ayingidde ekiwummulo kye.
Has himself also ceased from his works.
Era naye nga awummudde mu mirimu gye.
As God did from his.
Nga Katonda bwe yawummula mu gigye.
You see, when we read this, be still.
Kati bw'osoma wano okusiriikirira kwe twogerako.
We might read it like, be still.
Oyinza okugamba nti sirikirira.
We might sirikawo, baby. Sirikawo.
Stop crying, little baby.
But it is a loving rebuke from the
Lord. Naye Katonda atunenya mu kwagala.
He's going, be still.
Atugamba sirika.
Stop.
Ekerawo.
Cease from your works.
Ekera okole ebintu byoyagala.
Stop trying to do it your own way.
Ekera okikolanga gwe bw'okyagala.
Stop using your own wisdom.
Ekera okozesa amagezi go.
Stop.
Ekera o.
Stop.
Ekera o.
Be still.
Sirikirira.
Stop it.
Ekera o.
Just stop.
Ekera o.
Because even now that I speak,
wakati era nakati bwe nkyogerako,
I'm saying stop.
Ngamba nti lekera awo.
But there's a mind going.
Ne waliwo aine ndowooza.
But then neta go kola kino.
Era egenda nairowooza ku byabadde ayagala okukola.
Because the mind is forever moving.
Kubanga obwongo buno buba butambula buli kiseera.
You can be quiet on the outside.
Osobola okusirikirira ebweru.
But inside.
Naye munda mugwe.
You're running a marathon.
Odduka emisinde.
You've been to China and back.
Ogenze ke China n'okomawo wano.
Here,
otudde wano nayo over China.
You went to Dubai. You did shopping and you came back.
Ogenze ke Dubai nokola shopping nokomawo.
But you're here with us.
Nayo otudde wano naffe.
If we are to check everyone's mind where they have been this morning.
Singa tugulawo endowooza ya buli muntu wabadde ku makya.
And it starts with a small thing.
Ate tutandikira ku kintu ekitono ddala.
You saw the shoe.
Olabye engatto.
That reminded you of the one you saw
on. Nekujjukiza engatto gye walaba.
Facebook what?
Ku Facebook.
That was being sold by your friend who lives in Dubai. Gye bali
batunda mu kwano
gwali Dubai. And that Dubai person went there to
Dubai.
Ducheo. So could be that I can also go to you.
Munayo yinzo sanganga nange.
Do you know how you can connect things that are not connected?
Oto bogatirira ebintu ntu mu bwongo obwo.
But there remains a rest
for
the people of God,
eri abaana ba Katonda,
where you tame your thoughts
to
think like God thinks. There are places where your warfare is not, I'm fighting with you.
Physically.
Where your warfare is, this is what I have believed. I know.
Era
mmanyi
nti Katonda
wange
tasobola
kunswaza. Oyo
eyatandika omulimu omulungi mu nze
mwesigwa.
Nga tolwana.
You know, we like these things of
menya stani,
break the devil,
musambe.
And call and I don't know what and tie him and you rolls on the floor.
Thank you, thank you.
It's okay. That is very good to do. And it has its time. But there comes a warfare. Where it is not about the other person. It's not about what the devil can or cannot do. It is about my God. When he says that the people of God shall enter my rest, that when there is a storm around me, I choose to have a peace that surpasses all understanding. That where I should be crying, I begin to laugh. That is why scripture says, sing, O barren one. It didn't say, you sing, the one who has children. Sing, O barren one. That is being still. Where you cease from your works and you pick up the works of God. Do you understand? Are you with me? Where everything doesn't seem to be aligning, but when you enter that place, you know that you know. That you cannot fail. And not because of you, but because of God. Last week, Dr. Lutaya said, the devil does not fear you. He fears the God in you. If the devil is to come against you just the way you are, you have no chance. He knows the Bible better than you. He is more cunning than you. He is a light, by the way. So if you're going to look for what glitters, you will choose him. So on your own, he has already won. That's why when he attacks you, he's not attacking you. He's attacking the word in you. That's the one he wants. Because if he takes that word, you're nothing. He has you. But when you have your God, and you can enter a place of rest where you are not praying because you are in fear. You remember the prayer sessions we went through? Where we are not praying because someone has scared us. We are not praying for rent. We are not fasting because we need a job. We ceased from those things. Why are you praying? What is the problem? No. Where you begin to fast because you're in love with God. Where you begin to pray because you just want to spend time with God. You're not dealing with any... This. You don't want anything from God. You just want God. And when you have him, you can't fail. Remember what I started with in the introduction? We are in a season. It's not about us. We need to pause. Don't try to figure this out. If you are a watcher in the seasons, you will see that there's a way you've paid rent and you didn't know how you did it. There's a way you drive that car and it has not broken down yet, you know what it has been through. There's a way there's food on your table when always when you need it, and not just any food, not just now the problem is I might give my food, my favorite food is what you guys consider not nice food.
So
because if I said not just portion beans, but then that is my favorite food. So now
Nandi Gambian tinga sika wunga na bijanja na tenza kaunga nebi janja rumbiagala nyo.
Have you eaten portion beans?
Wali ori de kukaunga ni bijanja
greens.
Ngawali okenda
kafumbia bulunji.
Nimvendi wa bulunji nga
Auntie Maureen. Fire, okay. Okay, chicken and rice.
Kale katugambo muchere nenkoko.
No,
waliwa bisindikido omuliro.
KFC. No. So which one is the nice food?
Emmere nunji eriwa.
Fasting.
Okusiba.
You are being smarter than the teacher. Amina. So he says, come enter my rest. Think the way I think. See what I see. Then you can fight this battle proper. Hallelujah.
Amina.
I will keep my mind stayed on you. He will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed.
Oyo obongo bwe endowooza ye esigadde ku Katonda.
In what peace?
Mu mirembe ki? Emirembe egituukiridde.
Whose mind is stayed?
Ngo endowooza ye esigadde ku Katonda.
So the stillness God is talking about is
Kati okusirikira Katonda kwayogerako.
The mind.
Kuva mu ndowooza.
That your focus.
Nti ky'otunuulidde
is him.
Ky'otaddeko essira ye Katonda.
That you don't look anywhere else.
Toyina walala w'otunula.
That uncle won't get you that job.
Oyo kojjaawo tajja kuwa mulimu ogwo.
How many of us have been disappointed?
You know
those relatives that have connections. If they just do like this, your life could change times 100. But they have never.
Nayeta. Kubangako yade nakasimu kululu.
And then you wake up and they do like this for some random person.
Atenozo kukana abako gwa kubire ntoli omuntu omulala watamanyi.
And you're like, ee.
Ogamba ee.
I had a grandfather.
Nina jaja.
He passed away.
Yafa.
He was high in government.
Yali wa amanyi nnyo mu government.
And he used to say,
Yagambanga.
Me, I don't help relatives.
Ntinze siyamba banganda.
You fight your way through.
Oh, ino kuyiye engeri eyo.
I shall not help you in any way.
Nze sijja kuyamba mu ngeri yonna.
And I respected his word.
Eranga nze
because for him he was fighting corruption.
Kubanga ye yali alwanyisa
nguzi. He said, if I help you.
Yagamba
I think he meant,
yari ategeza ndowooza.
I don't help people if you're not qualified for this and your qualification can't bring you.
Oba totuukiridde kutuula wantu.
I am not bringing
you. Sisobola kutuusaawo.
I honored his word.
Ekyo nali nkisaamu
ekitiibwa. I felt he was a man of integrity.
Na uyanga muntu wa bwesimbu.
But now I also understand.
Ne kati era nate nzikiriza.
That there is a place I can enter
into.
That even when I am not qualified, you, the very person, will do over and above to make sure that I qualify. Let me share a testimony. It's not mine. But this testimony, every time I hear it, makes me cry. I have a daughter
Ninamuwala wange
who went. And her family said so many things about her. And they wanted her to compromise. And they wanted her to, you know, when you go to the US or you go Europe, the easiest way to get papers is, So this my friend had a lot of pressure from her family.
Ati mukwano gwange ono yalina pressure nyingi nyo kuva mu
nganda. But you don't know what you're talking about. We've lived in this country. We know how this country works. Bamugamba
tumanyi kyoyogerako fe tubadde wano tumanyi bwe bikola ebintu.
You have to do this thing.
Ebintu bino yino bikola nga bwe biri.
She called me and she said, I don't know what I'm going to do. When God shows off what he can do
Katonda bw'amala okulaga kyayinza okukolera gwe ng'omuntu.
When you cease from your works.
Because
she came to a place where she said, I have nothing to do.
Aina we yatuka na gamba, si chaina chakola.
Let me stand here and see what God will do.
Anyimirire wano ndabe Katonda kyanaakola.
And the person who came out for her.
Era omuntu we yamuvirayo.
Doesn't know her.
Tamumanyi.
They got to know her.
Bamutegera.
But now, you guys. When you serve
Boyiga okuweleza Katonda.
When you serve God.
Boyiga okuweleza Katonda.
It's not about my uncle, my sister, my brother,
my
because those people can even treat you worse than a stranger. But when you serve God, he will bring angels in human skin to fix the system for you. Would you be there? You don't have a job. You're not working. You can't even pay rent. Someone gets you from a house, puts you in this one, and pays rent. They say, what do you need? You need a lawyer. They pay the lawyers. Everything you need, I will. She said, I am treating you like my own daughter. What I would do for my daughter,
I.
And then you say, God does not work.
No gamba Katonda takola.
So one, be still.
Ekisoka sirikirira.
Two.
Ekyokubiri.
And no.
Omanye.
And do what?
Okolotya.
And no.
Omanye.
We have talked about this before.
Tuchogeddeko.
Knowing is not about, you see now you're hearing, someone is hearing her testimony.
Waliwo awulira obujulizi buno.
And they think they know.
Ne balowooza nti bamanyi.
That's part one.
Introduction.
You have just heard the testimony. But for you to know, you have to experience. You have to go through it with
God.
You have to know that when you say, God provides. It is not a story you had in a
story.
No.
Ah.
The blind man said,
omusajja omuzibe yagamba,
I don't know about your Jesus.
Ekikwata ku Yesu wamwe.
And where he is from.
Nejava, nejava mza.
But this I know. This I have experienced with him. That when I met with him, I was blind. But now I see. This is what I know. This is what I have experienced. Thank you. For your theology. Thank you that you know the Bible from front to back. Thank you that you can quote scripture in your sleep. But this is what I know. That when I had no friend, he was my friend. That when I had no food, he brought me food. That when I met him, I was blind. Now I see. That same God who fought my battles then, he is well able to do this. That's the knowledge. What you know. Not what your neighbor knows. What your pastor knows. It's not about how much I know for you. It is what you know that's going to change your life. every marriage is different.
Buli bufumbo bonna buba bwanjawulo.
Why?
Lwaki?
Because we know each other at different levels.
Twemanyi mu mitende ajanjawulo.
That's why don't compare your marriage to anyone else.
Era tutogeragira nyango bufumbo bw'omulala.
Kubato
manyingi jebe manyimu.
Figure out how well you know your husband and your wife. Funa
oba nonyingi jo manyimu mchala oba mwami.
Because that is the magnitude with which your marriage will prosper.
Chipimo ekigenda okuletera obufumbo bw'okukola.
Knowing God
okutegeera oba okumanya Katonda
comes with fruitfulness.
Kijja n'ebibala.
You can't know God and be barren.
Tosobola kutegeera Katonda n'osigala ng'oli mugumba.
You can't know God and stay poor.
Tosobola kutegeera Katonda kumanya Katonda n'osigala mu bwavu.
You can't know God and be sick.
Tosobola kumanya Katonda n'osigala ng'oli mulwadde.
There is power in knowing God.
Waliwo amaanyi mu kumanya Katonda.
Daniel 11:32 says, those who do wickedly against the covenant, he shall corrupt with flattery. Can you imagine? Those who do wicked, what is he going to do? He's going to corrupt them with flattery.
So
he's going to tell them, oh, you're amazing, you're doing great. Meanwhile, they are digging their grave deeper.
He says,
but the people who know their God shall be strong and carry out great exploits. The people who do what? Who know their God. No, they didn't say the people who know, who can recite the whole Bible,
people who
know how to sing, the people who cast out demons, the people who, he said, the people
agambye,
who know
Katonda wabwe,
they shall be strong and they will carry
era,
out great
bajakola,
exploits. Who do you know?
Ani gumanyi.
Some of you know your uncle.
Abamu kumanyi ba uncle bamwe.
Some of you know your mother.
Abamu manyi ba mama bamwe.
Some of you know your sister.
Abamu manyi baganda bamwe. Na yo manyani.
Those that know their God.
Ababa manyi Katonda wabwe.
Those that have an experience with God. Those that have been through thick and thin with their God. They shall be strong. And they shall be great. Be still and know that I am God. And what will happen? What's the last part? I will be exalted in the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. They shall do great exploits. Last night I was meditating. And I was like, God, why did you say you will be exalted in the nations? You will be exalted in the earth.
He
said, Holy Spirit, what? And then scripture started to come to my mind. He was like, he has given nations as our inheritance.
Right?
He has given nations as our inheritance. And then the other scripture that came was, creation awaits for the manifestation of the true sons of God. And he says, when I say I will be exalted in the nations, I'm talking about the people. Not talking about the countries.
So,
I'm talking about the
mawanga,
people.
Kubantu,
and those same people are your inheritance. When he says, ask of me, and I will give you the nations. How does he give you the nations? He gives you the strength to do great exploits. That the nations will look at you and know that there is a God. Do you understand? Hey. In the Old Testament, he used people
yakozesa abantu
but mostly he would send things diseases and what and things would happen. He would open the earth and it would swallow them. His power was out there. And now he's like, no, now I have gotten that power and I have placed it on the inside of you. That there's spaces you walk into because that power is in you. They have to bow. There are nations you will go to because that power is in you. That nation will bow. They will know that there is a God. Then I said, okay, I've understood that. I'm called to the nations. How are you exalted in the earth? What do you mean I'll be exalted in the earth? And he said, creation awaits for the manifestation of the true sons of God. And these are the sons of God, that they are led by the Spirit of God. That they are not doing things because
they have something they see.
Now let me lead worship because they are looking at me. Now let me go for love encounter.
No.
You are led by the Spirit of God. And creation. You see, we look at these trees and we think they are beautiful. But they are fallen. What? How do they look like when they are not fallen? How beautiful are they? That's why he could walk to a fig tree out of season and ask. So he explained to me, this is how that I am exalted in the earth. Remember what I taught us about the things the earth despises? A nagging woman in marriage, a pauper on the throne. Do you remember? Some of you were not there. But I taught that. And it says the earth despises those things.
It is pained.
And that means the earth closes up. But when God is exalted in the earth through you, the earth can open up its riches to you. Do you understand? The earth. Earth. Because every... How do I explain this? Where is diamond found?
Diamond is asangibwa.
Where do they get it from?
Bamujawa.
Gold?
Mutaka. Zabwa.
Oil?
Amafuta galiwa. Amazzi galiwa.
Every mineral, every the most expensive thing. Where is it?
Buli chintu echo muwendo chivawa. Munsi.
Do you know?
Omanyi.
That you can go and buy a plot of land. That you bought in the village 1 acre for how much? 1 million shillings because it was in the village. But because the earth has opened itself up to you, you go to test that land and what is under there. Even the person who gave it to you was just like, but when the earth has opened itself up to you, are you with me? When God is exalted in the nations and exalted in the earth. So he's talking about the harvest and he's also talking about riches. Why are we poor? Why are we barely making it? Why is Ishmael the one who is on land that has oil? Because those treasures can recreate themselves because nobody knows what's there.
Ebintu bino
omuntu waba tamanyi ensi
just yetaga kwegulwawo gyoli.
Be still.
Sirikirira
omanyi
nze Katonda.
And because you have done that,
era kubanga okoze ekyo,
nagulumizibwanga
mu mawanga,
nagulumizibwanga
mu nsi.
We are in a very pregnant season.
Tuli mu kiseera ekituuse okuzaala.
And God is looking
era Katonda alaba
for that person who will exalt him.
Omuntu oyo asobola okumugulumiza. Tusobola okuyimirira ku bigere byaffe.